4664, or email kimberly.goines@tabitha.org for more information.
Have time on your hands, have a heart for helping. Bridges to Hope is looking for personal shoppers to assist people transitioning from incarceration to a productive life in our community. You would help select the items needed from our warehouse. You'll also sort and organize donations when not assisting shoppers. Hours are Mondays from 1 to 4, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 9 to 12. If you would like more information, please call 402-420-5696. That's 402-420-5696.
Lincoln's only Lutheran community radio, KNNA, 95.7 FM, The Cross.
Six, seven, eight.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to another wonderful Thursday night right here at KNNA LP 95.7 FM in Lincoln, Nebraska. And you're listening to
Notes from the Stage
with
Ashley and Callie. And we have some other people.
David, our producer.
Hello. Yeah.
And we have a special guest tonight.
Well, technically, we have two.
Oh, we have two. Yes.
But one should be leaving momentarily.
Wait, one's, is that me? One's gonna. No.
No, definitely not you, dear. Sorry.
So.
No, she's pint size and she's sitting in my lap.
So, well, we have Penelope. Yes, she'll be leaving in a couple minutes. She's gonna go play in the other room instead of playing with
my microphone.
Mics.
And my headset.
But tonight we have Shasta.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So, Shasta works with my husband, Carl.
I do.
They're, 911 dispatchers. It's pretty exciting.
I love what I do.
Cool. Like, that's good.
Total dorkiness. Love it.
So at least the microphone situation isn't too scary because you're used to having microphones.
Right. So if I breathe in your ear accidentally, you know, it's not my fault.
It's a comforting sound for the people you work with, I'm sure.
No, probably not. You don't want to have
stop breathing in my ear. Stop breathing in my ear. I'm in the middle of an emergency.
I'm freaking out. What do I do next?
Yeah, that probably happens to me. You know, you gotta stay calm in crazy situations.
For sure. Yes. So this is probably pretty chill for you, comparatively speaking.
Absolutely. This is fun. I'm excited. I'll probably stumble on some words.
That's okay.
All of us do.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's all right. Yeah. You should have heard my first show that I was on when I used to do When Music Was Music with Ola Wobble Jack. And it was pretty terrifying.
Why?
I was so nervous. Like, I would mess up every little thing. And it's like, oh, and this was by Glenn Miller Band. There we go. And it was pretty bad.
That's probably how I was when I first started training on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say street names. You don't know where you're going. You have to stop yourself. Okay, let's start that over again.
I feel like everyone needs to have that experience. Like, they need to go through that and realize, you know what? You survive, even if it's terrible.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So, tonight, Shasta's going to help us introduce the next couple of songs on the AFI's Top 25.
Yeah, it's our third episode of our mini-series.
Yes.
So we're going to be starting with...
Number 13 on the list, yeah. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lucky number 13.
Ooh.
At least it's not Friday.
So number 13 is going to be 42nd Street.
Those dancing feet on the avenue. I'm taking you to 42nd
42nd Street from the musical, well, 42nd Street. That was Ruby Keeler and Dick Powell. And that film was released on March 9th in 1933. You know, something that we kind of found out about this, it actually, this film saved Warner Brothers from bankruptcy.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nicely done.
It was so financially successful for that time that, yeah, it saved it. So that was kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't it end up being the fourth popular, the most popular movie in that year, the 1933?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like, it was fourth or so, somewhere in there.
So yeah. Well, and then, like a famous line from the movie that you might see is like, Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you've got to come back a star. It was,
a star.
Yeah.
That's a very old, like, 40s movie line.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't hear lines like that in movies.
No.
It's too optimistic now.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. We need more optimism. What do you think?
Yeah.
You're
going
to be a star. You're going to light up Broadway.
Yeah, no, they don't. I know. They don't talk like that anymore.
No. No. You know,
hear that paper rustling in the background? Yeah, that would be Penny who took my script.
Jeez. On to some important business here.
Yep. Something like that.
She was reading all of our notes for tonight.
Literally, I have tons of toys all around me, and all she wants is my headset and my script.
Yep. Things that she shouldn't have.
Obviously, you're not interested in the
care.
Toys.
I don't think anybody cares.
She took a bite out of my script earlier. So.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
But I got it out. We're fine.
Baby ate my homework.
It's legit.
Kind of on the lines of you saying, you know, like, movies and theater and things like that aren't like this anymore than what they used to be. I feel like I was born in the wrong era.
Amen, sister.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I would have been good if I was born in the 30s. I mean, a lot of people say, well, what about the Great Depression and living through that? And I'm like, yeah, I understand. Well, what about Pearl Harbor?
Yeah,
and I was
stopped
like,
by what,
but you know
what? Oh, no, I guess it was getting started, wasn't it?
Yeah, 39.
I was close.
But,
dang it.
But the thing is that look at all the tragedies that we've gone through through our lives. I mean,
yeah,
things that
sure.
we've all seen. I mean, it's not... It is what it is. I think, unfortunately, we're all going to, you know, you're going to experience those things.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I mean, the, whoa,
sorry,
that was
she
loud.
She hit the microphone again.
That's okay. It's okay. But I look at, like, the fashion of the time.
Definitely. And movies and music.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's some good stuff. You know, I know they've been putting out some good musicals lately. Like, you know, we just went and saw The Greatest Showman.
I was listening to that soundtrack on my way here.
It's so just...
It's really good.
It was very well
done. I posted
done.
A link to one of the songs on our Facebook page.
Hey, which is?
Notes from the Stage.
Just go on Facebook
and
you can search Notes from the Stage.
Yep.
Hey, you know, while we're on that, you know, you can find us on Facebook.
Yes.
Come like our page. We're awesome.
Yeah, we are. I post photos and videos all the time.
Yes. Ashley's very, very good about that. You can also find us on Twitter.
Yeah, at NFTS957.
Okay, and then also we have an email in case you wanted to get a hold of us, you know, tell us how amazing we are, how much you love the show.
Or put in maybe a potential request.
Yeah, if there's any music that you guys would really like to hear, drop us a line there. And that's notesfromthestage@gmail.com.
Yes.
All one word, all lowercase. Benny's definitely reaching for the mic. All right, number 14 on our list tonight is
All That Jazz,
the musical.
Save me on.
was on Broadway from All That Jazz. George Benson was the one
who sang it.
Sang it.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Do you like
that? I liked it. Yeah. It's funky.
Yeah.
It's for the basically the intro of the movie.
Hmm.
On
yeah it's the cattle callers were is what they would call it in the business.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
So I guess originally, speaking of the cattle call, originally Bob Fosse, who
yeah,
it was supposed to be about him. Originally, he wanted to play the lead, but they wouldn't let him because he had had heart problems, and the director or whatever said that yeah, you can't. I guess it wasn't the director, but somebody who helped write it, I guess, said, no, you can't play the lead because we were concerned that he would have another heart attack, that he wouldn't survive it. But anyway, the lead guy who ended up getting the lead, his name was Roy, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, Schneider? There's no N, though.
I think we need a bigger boat.
Schneider?
Sure. I don't know how to say it. Anyway, it's the guy from Jaws.
No way.
Chief Brody. Chief.
Yeah, there we go. I was like, what was his name? It's been forever since I've seen Jaws. Sorry.
I actually saw that movie for the first time ever very recently.
For the first time?
Did you like
it? For the first time. It's just one of those movies that like I wasn't allowed to see it when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And then by the time I got old enough to see it, I just wasn't so interested.
That would be an intense movie if you were little.
It was an intense movie when I was little.
That's why me and you don't go into the ocean.
I thought
it
was
deep into the pool by ourselves.
Yep.
I thought it was plenty intense, you know, seeing it at the age of 28.
Yeah.
Let alone as a kid.
Yeah.
Yep. Really well done. No musical numbers in that, though.
Bruce, no.
But wouldn't that have been funny? They should make Jaws the musical. Man.
Terrified.
I think that's something that
I'm going to be eaten.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Something to go along with, like, Sharknado. Right. Something like that, yeah.
That's horrible.
But let's see. I mean, so I would bad. So be
yeah.
first
like
in line
a
to see that.
D-lister movie, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They watch those a lot at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not too sure about the shark solo number. A little
the robotic Bruce
well,
is
maybe,
like
I say maybe he can sing da-dun, da-dun, like, that's his, like his one jam
a scat singing shark
and honestly I keep Scat-a-da-ba-do, picturing the shark from Finding Nemo.
Oh dear,
that's who
Bruce
that fish are
they're
friends
all,
not
they're both
food.
Named Bruce. Did you get that?
I did.
I got that.
Bruce was the mechanical you know
shark
in
really?
Jaws, and then
yeah.
Bruce was the great white shark in Finding Nemo.
Bruce
probably why they named it Bruce in
probably,
Finding
maybe.
Nemo.
Maybe
it was
an homage to that, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Homage.
Homage. Yeah, whatever you say that.
That's a fun word.
So homage.
Weird. I'm in a... Yeah.
How many homages?
Oh, my heavens.
Wow, we've really gotten...
I know. Originally, the whole thing got started because I was trying to say that Fosse used to put an earpiece... Well, he didn't put it... Whatever. He had Roy put an earpiece in.
So that he could direct him as to,
well,
like, what to do?
Yeah, so that he knew how, like, a cattle call would work. How to,
oh, okay.
Where to stand on stage, the body language that you would
use. Oh, that's
use,
a really good idea.
How we would yell at the dancers for not doing something correctly. You know, those kinds of things.
Yeah. All that jazz.
But that way...
Ho!
But
yours is way better.
Oh, my heaven.
That was like a drum chorus there.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Nifty. I didn't think it was that good. My goodness.
So, I guess there was like, so I was looking at the top 25 list, and it seemed like there was a hot second of all of these jazz movies. Did you see that? I mean, there was the Chicago, and then we had 42nd Street just kind of slipped in there.
Yeah.
And then we had All That Jazz, and then our next one.
Hey, yo.
Is going to be from Top Hat.
Top Hat with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Heaven. I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven. That hung found me through the week seemed to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Listening to Notes from the Stage. This is KNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And no, this is not When Music Was Music.
I know.
We do that. You know, that is kind of funny. We do play a lot of music from the era that, you know, when music was music, plays all their music and stuff, which is every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. with old Lovable Jack and Miss Nancy. So, Shasta.
Yes, ma'am.
What's happening over there?
Well, we just listened to Cheek to Cheek by the one and only Fred Astaire Top Hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little fun fact. That was the first time Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers had a screenplay written specifically for them.
I'll be darned.
Oh, really? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh. Yeah. And from my understanding, it earned about $3 million at the box office.
Oh, my word.
In 1935, that was a lot of money.
That's a lot of money now.
Yeah.
I'd like to have that kind of money.
The little conversion table. That's $14 million in today's money.
Wowzers.
Dang. Could you imagine?
Making that much money.
Man, yeah. I'd be okay with like $100 right now, but $14 million?
I was going to say, it's going to be a long way to payday here for me, so $100 would be great.
Right.
I just got paid yesterday.
But though,
today. But yeah, you guys got paid today.
I said, but they went through a lot, to get that money.
Yeah, they did. From my understanding, Ginger Rogers' shoes had to be frequently changed because they were often filled with blood.
Oh, like, that's...
Goodness gracious.
Dancing.
That's...
Youch.
Well, that's intense. I mean, I used
the
to
pains
do...
pains they went through to make millions.
No. Well, and you were saying earlier, but, you know, the labor laws, there
just wasn't anything.
It wasn't.
Mm-mm. They were just a commodity. They had to work literally until they dropped or they got pneumonia from singing in the rain.
Yeah, oh, when
from
Gene Kelly
being
got
all
sick.
The rain scene and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just weird things.
They were worked like crazy. I mean, with those contracts and everything they were under, I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's like, your feet are bleeding? Walk it off.
Yeah.
Literally. Suck it up,
how
buttercup.
It works.
And dance. Yeah. And do that scene, you know, with no extra takes.
Yeah. Man.
And the two of them, they were flawless.
Yeah.
I mean,
they did
a
lot
of
movies together, didn't they?
Beautiful.
Yes.
I wonder... I imagine that it would. I wonder if it was more expensive to do multiple takes back in that era. Well, I imagine that it was.
The budgets were
probably time
not.
Was money. So yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, and just technologically speaking, I think it's easier to do multiple takes now with the cameras they have now. So
different angles. Well, that's a lot of stuff with the musicals back in the day, like the camera angles. They couldn't quite get all of the best angles that they wanted.
Yeah.
That they can these days.
Well, and look at all the technology we have. You know,
right.
I mean, all the computer technical thingy-majiggers that we have. That
Which is
we
a technical thingy-majigger term.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they missed a step. That's all right. We'll fix it in post.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that Lucille Ball was in that?
What?
Really?
Yeah, she makes an uncredited appearance as the flower shop clerk.
You know what's funny?
Uncredited?
We talk about her a lot in regards to a lot of our stuff on here.
Yeah. You know, I always had like this high regard. I always thought she was this really funny redhead that kind of just stuck out because everybody else was either really dark, pretty brunetted or brunetted. That's not a word. I know.
It is now.
It is now.
You've been brunetted, son.
I know. Put it in your urban dictionary.
Well, I
You're
am
welcome.
Naturally a blonde. I've been brunetted.
And then
brunetted.
And then, you know, then the blonde. So she was like kind of a, it was more rare, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, she kind of wasn't that great. She was kind of naughty. She was mean.
Yeah.
Setting people up.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Getting people fired from
beautiful,
movies.
Though.
For being too curvy was one of the movies that she was in.
She got somebody fired for being
too curvy. Yeah, it was supposed to be, she was supposed to play a frumpy, the other actress was supposed to play a frumpy character.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucille Ball said that she wouldn't make it, that she was too
She wasn't good enough for
curvy.
It.
And so she, because she funded the movie, she, adios,
nice.
Made her leave.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I've got some mixed feelings about that.
There's yeah, well, like
it's
I said.
It's sad, but... Meh. Number 16 on IFI's top 25 musicals in the last 100 years is Funny Girl.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir.
guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I got a fly once, I got a try once, only can die once, right, sir? Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I'm gonna have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Mr.
Don't Rain on My Parade by Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl.
Hello, gorgeous.
Yeah, so that saying was actually rated number one, or ranked, I guess, by AFI's number 81 out of 100 for movie quotes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, random. I know. You're welcome.
I wonder what the other one's
thank you.
Well, and it's the first line in the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. Like I said, just two simple words.
It's Barbara Streisand's first line. Excuse me.
Yeah. So this film is crazy. It was originally taken from, well, it's crazy, like the facts that you learned from it. It's mm-hmm. just like originally Fred Astaire was supposed to play the male lead.
Right.
But Barbara Streisand said, no way, that's not going to happen. She's not a fan. She likes really? Him personally, but she didn't really care for his working the way.
Really?
Yeah. Professionally, I guess. She liked him personally, but not professionally.
Weird.
Yeah, she respected
him. That's like the
him.
Reverse of what it typically is.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, just silly things. Originally, she was, Barbara Streisand was on the Academy of Motion Pictures Art and Science voting board,
mm-hmm.
or voting group.
Voting member.
Yeah. Whatever. Group of people. Anyway, so when her movie came out, her and Katharine Hepburn were up that year for Best Actress, and so when she was voting, she didn't even know that she was nominated until she saw it on the voting ballot. So, like any good actress or politician for that matter, you vote for yourself.
Of course.
That vote, I don't necessarily think that vote, but whatever, that one vote is what set it off so that she actually won. They were tied that year, and it was just by one point, one vote was the difference.
I did wow. not know that.
Mm-hmm. So she could have been what swayed the votes to her side,
which is okay because I think that she deserved it.
I wonder, right. did she have to give an acceptance speech for this award, or
I give it to myself, thank you.
I voted for myself. I am the sole reason why I got this, so yeah, in your face. No.
Well, and it was her film debut too. She was one yeah. of the first
actresses, or first whatever. Yeah, it was our first film.
First actresses ever.
I'm having a
she was one of a very few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
You know, I was looking at AFI's top list of, yeah. like, quotes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Wizard of Oz is on there three times. I think Gone with the Wind is on there, like, three times.
There's a surprise.
I know. I'm actually surprised it's, like, not number one, but whatever. Well, like, one, you're two, three.
What is number one?
Big fan.
Can you see?
Number one, I can't really say it, but it says, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a."
Of and course.
From Gone with the Wind. Yeah. But number four is Toto, "I Have a Feeling We're Not in Kansas Anymore." And the other one is, "There's No Place Like Home." And then, I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
All very recognizable. I do love me some Wizard of Oz, too.
Jaws was on there.
Did Disney movies make it on there?
I was going to say, we got to get a bigger boat on there.
Yeah. You're going to need a bigger boat, yeah. I don't know. You know, I got to look on here to see if there's any Disney ones. I was just kind of looking for the Wizard of Oz because that's just,
of course, you know. You were.
Yeah. sorry about that. Anyways, number 17 on our AFI's Top 100 Musicals of... Wait, top 25 musicals in the last 100 years is
The Bandwagon.
Get going, Louisiana hayride. Get going, we all is ready. Start some Louisiana hayride. No use for calling the roll. Oh, I like that sport. Sitting in the hay, loving it away. Oh, oh, for the time is short. Crack your little whip, get your little ship to go. Start something Louisiana hayride. No fooling, we all is happy. Get going, Louisiana hayride.
No use for calling the roll.
Jasmine Washington,
I's here.
The wheat pea Oglethorpe,
I am here.
Jonquil Jezebel,
yeah.
Lemon Verbena,
I is here.
Flo and Freddy, Lily and Nettie,
we is here. We all here.
Zeke and Lemuel, Hiram and Samuel,
we is here. We all here.
Primrose Paradise,
I am here.
Daisy Dandelion, I is here.
We all here. We all here.
Well, if you is really ready and you're going steady, get going, Louisiana, hey, Louisiana, hey, ride.
Hey, hey,
start something, Louisiana, hey, no use to call, no use to call.
It's no use.
No use to bother to call the roll.
Get going, get going.
Oh, well, that's fun, sitting in the hay, loving it away. Ow, ow, the time is short, rack your little whip.
Louisiana Hayride by Nanette Fabre, who she played in the musical The Bandwagon from 1953, and also starred, I almost said Frank Sinatra, sorry guys, Fred Astaire. I'm a little off my game right now. I think I'm still on the whole quotes thing. Anyways,
sorry.
I'm really, really sorry. Okay, so... that was, like I said, The Bandwagon. It was originally supposed to be called I Love Louisa, which is one of the songs from the picture, but it was later then scrapped for The Bandwagon, which they actually had to pay $10,000 for those three words because 20th Century Fox owned the rights, and so MGM had to pay that $10,000 in order to have that movie be called that.
That's a hefty price tag
for the rights to it. I know, right? Jeez. I know. It's crazy.
I wish somebody could, like, make my name worth that much money. Like, I'll let you be Ashley for $10,000.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I wonder why it was so essential to them that they have that name. Like, did they just have, like, a marketing team just saying, we have to have this name if we want to make money?
I have no idea.
Well, it came from the play.
Oh, right, from the show or whatever, yeah, itself. But,
I mean,
if you're looking at how much, okay, well, actually, they probably shouldn't have done that because the movie was a big giant flop at the box office. Yeah.
No. Yeah, it lost a lot of moolah.
It lost over $1 million, which would have been about $10.78 million today.
So, but the critics loved it, presumably.
They loved
it. It's on this list.
Afterwards.
Yeah, it gained speed later.
It was,
later down,
later
years. later.
Which it's just kind of an odd show.
But there's been a few movies out there like that. That when they originally debuted, they were wah, wah.
It took a while for people to get on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah, we forgot our drum.
It was just right there. I mean, the pun
I liked
makes
it.
Itself.
It's so funny.
It's not that great.
So number 18 on our list is something that Ashley and I actually played a couple episodes ago when we did the Pearl Harbor tribute episode on December 7th. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so this one, like I said, like we played, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with that old time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
To Notes from the Stage right here on 95.7 FM KNNA LP right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah. So that was Give My Regards to Broadway, and it was by James Cagney and the Chorus on Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Good stuff.
Have you ever seen that one?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I have not.
It's in black and white.
I've seen bits and pieces. So I guess that tap dance scene that he has in there where he's at the on the stairs of the White House.
Yeah.
Was completely ad-libbed, the whole tap dance.
Oh, that's
he just
cool. James Cagney was pretty
did his
awesome
own jam
too, so.
Out there.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I guess within the film, all of his tap dance scenes where he's really straight-legged, not very, I guess, fluid with his tap dance, mm-hmm. he was actually imitating George Cohen.
Oh, really?
So that was a little more true to life.
Oh, cool.
Since it was about him. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. Because, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you think about the different dance types that he did, but... Wow, that's kind of cool.
That is neat. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so George Cohen originally wanted Fred Astaire to play him, probably because of the tap dancing situation.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe trying to make him better than he really was. I don't know. I think that was a little cheat, but okay. But he was James Cagney was a trooper, though. For that whole film, he even broke a rib during one of the tap dance.
Just played
I guess one
it.
Of the scenes that he did when he taped it. Yeah, just broke a rib. Don't know what he was doing, but...
Broke play it right through it.
That's commitment. Yep.
To which they said, exactly. Walk it off, sir. You're on a contract.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's how they rolled.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So I wanted to kind of throw something out there that if you go to thecross957.org, that is actually our website for here at KNNALP, and you can see what our, like, every week, like, every day, what our schedules are when the shows all play. Yes. I mean, we've got a lot of programs on there that are absolutely amazing. So
it even has some of our past shows.
Yes. So not only does it have the schedule of when your favorite shows are going to be playing, I mean, a little like ours. And
well, it's my favorite.
That's Shasta. Right, Shasta. Thank you. We paid her to say that.
No, they didn't.
Nobody's getting paid here. Come on.
Yeah, we're completely a nonprofit radio station, so this is all volunteer work that everybody does, all the shows that we bring to you guys. So also on there, you can go to any of the shows on there have kind of like a backlog of all of our previous shows. Jim has worked and done an amazing job, and he's got all of the shows on there, all of our past shows. So if there's any that you missed or that you want to listen to again, you'd like to re-listen to.
That way you can hear me. You're welcome.
Well, seeing as we're at, you know, number 18 coming up on our AFI's top 25 musicals in the last 100 years, I think that's the third time I've said that this time. Or maybe the fourth time, I think, that probably we've said this. Anyways, you can go start from number one.
Yeah.
And, or.
Because I did it in the wrong order. Let's just be honest.
That's okay.
You know,
oh,
what
you
people
mean,
do.
Instead of counting down, you counted.
Yeah,
up.
I did that wrong, and I'd already had all the shows prepped and ready to go, and I was like, didn't realize
you
that
know
until
what?
Until we were already here doing it. I was like, oh, man.
It's okay.
I did this backwards.
It doesn't matter. We don't have to.
I think we need to coin it, make it official, the dessert first method.
Yeah,
yep,
well,
exactly.
No, it wasn't a mistake. It was a plan.
Sure. I like that
the dessert
idea.
First
me too,
method.
Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dessert first.
But I'm telling you, though, I mean, I like the fourth show for next week. I mean, I even like this one, too, but the fourth week,
this one's got a lot more that we thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah, the fourth one.
Yeah.
So is that that's the last one?
That will be
the
last one
right?
of the series. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Which will be here next Thursday. Which we are here every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I got that right. There, girl.
Good job.
Count for the win.
The show also replays Monday evening at 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
So.
Sounds good. So, yeah, if you want
to. You mean people have to hear me twice?
Yes.
Yes. And
people
maybe three
get
times.
To hear you twice.
Yes. There we go.
Indeed.
Oh, wait. This isn't about me.
I'm sorry. I say so a lot. I really apologize, guys. Anyways, number 19 on our list tonight is going to be something that Ashley and I actually
played
quite a bit.
I was
going to
say, I think this is going to be my top 5 for sure,
yeah.
If not my top 3.
Yeah. So, Ashley, what is the musical for tonight?
On the Town.
Modern Man is not for me, the movie star and Dapper Dan. Give me the healthy Joe from ages ago, a prehistoric man. What has Gable got for me, or Mrs. Johnson's blonde boy Van? I want a happy ape with no English drape, a prehistoric man. Top hats, bow ties, he simply wore no ties. Bare skin, bare skin, he just sat around in nothing but bare skin. I really love bare skin. Care a lot for me, but my excitement they can't ban, because I still await my primitive mate. We've had a date since the world began, my prehistoric man. No psychoanalysis, he never knew what made him tick. He never paid, it seems, for telling his dreams, poor prehistoric Dick. Self-expression. I love self-expression. He had honest calluses. He never worked to pile up dough. So unlike you and me, no ulcers had he. Simple and free in the long ago. For free. didn't have bebop. Tom Toms, Tom Toms. They sat all day just beating on Tom Toms. I really love Tom Toms.
Hey, hum diddy, hum diddy, hum diddy, beep diddy, hum 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 diddy, hum.
Prehistoric Man. It was Ann Miller who was doing the singing, and it was from On the Town. Have you seen that little
movie? Have not, but I very much enjoyed watching you and Miss Callie over here kind of play it for me during this.
Yeah, you're always subject to usually singing and dancing up here.
I'm okay with that.
Callie can sing better than I can, but neither one of us are that good.
Well, neither am I, so it's okay.
It hurts the ears. Anyway, so in that exact scene, Ann Miller, on an interview, she had said that while she was doing that number, her costume was... it brushed up against one of the dinosaurs, and the whole thing came tumbling down.
Oh,
so they had to postpone the shoot for quite a while they reassembled the dinosaur. Yep. So
that is awesome. Okay, well, I would want to be at work that day. I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah. That was It was all due to her costume getting caught on one of the leg bones or something down. I think it was one of like the shin bone or something. But yeah, and then her legs were also insured for $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million.
I mean, all of my legs insured.
So far we've got $1 million for your legs and $10,000 for your name.
Right. I am.
You're
so
banking
expensive.
Some money right
I know.
Now.
Yeah, buddy. So,
unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, this song that we are playing right now means that it is time to end our show for this evening.
Aw, so
very
sad.
Very sorry. This is Callie.
And this is Ashley.
Special guest Shasta.
Yeah.
And our producer
David. Hello. David. Goodbye. Hello. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We will see you guys next Thursday, where we are live every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Come and join us, and we're going to finish off our last songs for
on the list.
Top 25 musicals in the last
they
4 years.
They are awesome.
Yeah, we're
awesome.
Pretty excited about these songs.
I will definitely be tuning in to listen to you ladies chat.
Awesome. You know, by the way, Shasta, you come up anytime you want to.
Yeah, but just let me know ahead of time. That way I can make sure I sign you some more work so I don't have to talk as much.
Well, I want to avoid
just
the list.
Maybe we do the entire show.
Yeah, well, not next week, because next week's show is going to be pretty spectacular.
Maybe the one after that?
Maybe. Yeah, well, could be, because I'm going to be gone for that one, so
okay.
I had to do a work thing.
A work thing? Well, work comes first.
Yeah, well, nah.
But.
The sun has gone to bed.
Oh, cheesy. Oh, and don't hurt yourself over there.
It's gone to bed and someone's dying.
Oh, jeez. Which, by the way, that was a great play.
Oh, Ashley.
We saw that.
Ashley and I just went and saw Sound of Music, the lead, this past week.
I think she started crying on the one where the mother.
It was the last one. It was the last song that they played. But yeah, they they're leaving Austria to
I was a
go over the mountains.
Great song.
Yeah. I am now gonna have that.
It was a very intense in person.
You're welcome. So everybody, have a great night. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.